Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
4 minutes away from the head chef and 10 speed of potatoes. 13 things a bartender say will get you ignored every single time. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
Yep.
You've got
Hola, Ted, Thrill, Mike, and King of King Miles of Sierra Leone. My daughter Haley turns 18 today. She's off to school next year at the University of Tasmania. Could the captain please tell her what caused he and Mrs. Butterworth to get banned from the whole state of Tasmania? Was it that infamous party above the SS Guppy with the alcohol made from the blubber of endangered Antarctic penguins strained through a coffee filter and then set alight? We have heard stories. Thanks for all you do. Keeping us sane. That from Melbourne, Australia, and Aaron.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. First of all, an Arctic penguin blubber strained through coffee filters and set alight does not make alcohol. It makes the liquid base we use to mix with Thai hash camel knuckles that we then huff out of discarded sardine cans. Although, oddly enough, part of the reason Tasmania saw fit to hit me and Miss Butterworth with a lifetime ban has everything to do with that little penguin blubber concoction of which you speak. The problem is that the faculty at the University of Tasmania heard the same stories that clearly you have and wanted us to provide the recipe. And Miss Butterworth insisted that she be the one to write it down, but her writing is terrible because she'll only write with her feet. There's nothing wrong with her hands. She's just weird. Anyway, the folks in Tasmania misread penguin as pangolin. Well, pangolins don't have blubbers. I don't know what they boiled, but they boiled something. Anyway, let's just say that pangolins don't mix well with Thai hash and camel knuckles huffed outside in sardine cans, and we wouldn't have known that until the entire class of 1986 huffed their pangolin mix and had a group hallucination that Chester Cheetah was the Messiah, and he was demanding that all koalas be shaved and roasted. That didn't sit well with the folks in Tasmania, and we were simply asked not to return. Crunch berries.
I never heard any of that song before.
You ran it out.
Yeah.
Pigeons want to get a specific story that he wanted to know about, and people are falsely passing Miss Zephyr. First of all, if she goes to school there, remember, penguin blubber strained through coffee filters and then set alight does not make alcohol. It's a common misnomer. Be safe.
My bad, Captain.
Bitch, want to give a birthday shout-out to my best friend and brother from another mother, Kyle. Can he get some Shotgun Gets and a Joey Chestnut? A trio. Thanks, fellas, and keep on rocking. That from Nick.
Get
Joey Chestnut!
Get
Joey Chestnut!
Get
Gentlemen, want to wish a very haunted 51st birthday to my husband, Jason. We love listening to Big Dummy every week and see how smart dumb we are. So could you please give us some green beans, an original barbershop fish sandwich, and have the dirty Germans talk about having a Halloween birthday. Thanks, guys. That from Sarah.
Green beans. Green beans.
Okay.
Green beans.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, the best thing about having the birthday on the Halloween is that everyone is dressed like a monster, which suits me because I look like Nosferatu when I don't have a mask on. But this one day, no one notices.
Yeah, it's also so one day a year we don't get in trouble for calling your woman the trick she is.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's always a treat.
Yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right. So usually the head chef's here to talk to you about food.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? As Thrill and I know, veterans of the kitchen, what do we like to do when we get off?
Drink, do cocaine, and waitresses.
Yeah, we like to go out for cocktails. Maybe even have a little shift beer. By the way, I saw you have that third shift beer last night.
But did you see the fourth?
But obviously, I'll tell you what. Let's just be honest. If you ever watched Anthony Bourdain, he would make a point of going to bars that stayed open as late as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always talk about it's fun to go drink with the kitchen staff.
Oh yes, right? It is, man. For
well,
sure.
I will also say this. If you're just at a bar, like, I don't know, your friend works at the bar, maybe a girl you're dating works at the bar, that's tough. So by the time she gets off, you might already be a few in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
I'll be done at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And she's ready to go.
Right.
And you're ready to go to bed.
That's the issue. At 1:30, they're just kind of starting. But, yeah, like, I'm not going to make it.
Nah, no chance.
Yeah.
Although, if you are friends of bartenders and you get to get locked in the bar as they clean...
That's cool.
That, man... And again, like, the next morning, it's god-awful. But that night, usually a blast.
Yeah, I've told this story before. I won't say where it was, but my buddy was a bartender there, and he would work at a certain section that was just his.
All right.
So I was kind of buzzed up. It was after a sporting event, so I just started cleaning with him. And then finally, he's like, all right, man, you covered your tab. I was like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because it was a big area. But, like, you know, you worked at a bar before. I'm already buzzed up. So I was like, just give me a rag.
Right.
Give me a spray bottle of rag.
Keep talking. But
yeah, like, you're getting into it. You're flipping the stools up. And he's like, all right, dude, you don't owe me anything. Like, you just saved me half an hour.
You just did everything I don't want to do.
Yeah. So these are 13 things bartenders say that'll get you ignored every time. Also, shout out to my buddy Emily. She used to work at Bill's Off Broadway. I followed her. When I still lived on Capitol Hill, I followed her to another bar.
That's not creepy.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm telling you, certain bartenders, it's like people that get hairdressers. Like, what bar you work
right behind
at?
Her.
It's kind of weird that when you know somebody from like two other bars before, you're like, man, we've been drinking a long time.
Well, I will say this. I don't think she would deny this. Like, we were legit friends. Like,
sure.
I would have. She would come over to the house with days off. She didn't even drink. Mm-hmm. You just bring baked goods.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ted, my neighborhood bartender, started at the ballroom, and then he moved down here to the loft, and then the loft closed. Now he's now he's at Petoskey's. He's like, look, what the, everywhere I go.
But he knows what you want.
You're the man. Yes, he does.
Or sometimes you already know somebody, and then they become a bartender at a bar you go to. Miles knows.
Yes.
All right. So these are things that get you ignored. Also, just don't stop doing this to women in general, especially female bartenders. Do not ask them to smile.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is that the first one?
That's number one.
I've never done that one.
Smile.
No. All right. Off to a good start.
Oh, that's right. Miles, you're keeping track.
Yes, I am.
All right. Number two, you have snapped, whistled, or knocked on the bar?
No.
Now, this is much more, as they say, tendency for East Coasters on East Coast bars and this and that.
I can believe that. Hey, let me get around the jello shots and anything you got to muddle
Fireball.
So the mistake's even longer.
Jägerbomb. I mean, I've seen somebody snap. Just like,
like, man, or wave the money at our local watering hole. I was like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, not a regular, but the guy came in. It was a little crowded. But he's shaking his money. You can guess who was working. She does not play that.
Oh.
Yeah.
This guy got shut down quick. And
what was it, a five?
I don't. It's just his way of saying, hey, I would like to purchase a drink. And her point was kind of like, you know how you're standing in line? That's what it is.
Like, oh, damn.
She ain't wrong.
Mm-hmm. And listen, and it depends on where you are, right? Like, some bars, you know what I mean? Like, you order from one spot. I will say.
A lot of bars have updated, if you notice.
Shout
lately.
Out to the English. The first time I went to London, I thought that was amazing. You can sit at a bar, and the bartender will serve you when they're free. But for the most part, you go up to one spot, you order your drinks, you pay, you leave.
And then go where
There's
you want.
There's a side spot where you deposit your empties.
Mm-hmm.
I love that system.
I'd say a lot of bars, I just remember growing up, when you order from the bar, it's just wherever you could fit your ass up to the bar.
So the bartender, you know, it was just like, it's like a lineup of, you know, I don't know, thugs or something, right? So it's just, it's this big wide thing. I've noticed lately a lot of bars, there is this one spot you order from.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that everyone is met
at the time. Here's the idea. Obviously, the hourly wage is up there for the owners of those places.
Yeah.
So they just have a spot at the counter, like, whatever you want. Food, beers.
Order it here.
You order there. There's a big sign. Order here. And then they'll bring it out to wherever you're sitting.
Yep.
And it's easier. Like, I'm with Thrill. I used to hate it when you went to a crowded bar. Then at that point,
find a space to wiggle in.
Right. And you got to, like, hey, sorry, guys. I'm just trying to get a
drink.
And you almost
right.
have to, like, mm-hmm. hold up an arm or something. All right, let's see. They're serving somebody else, and you interrupted them.
I have done that. Guilty of that one. I've not
really?
Done that in a long time. When I was younger, like if someone would come over, even if they're making drinks in front of me.
Oh,
like,
hey, man, when you're done.
When you get a chance, man, can I get another Bud Light or whatever the deal is? You know, I've done that.
I don't think it's as much as that as like pulling
full attention to yourself.
Yeah, like they're making you a drink, and I sit down just like, you know, hey, Steve.
Hey,
man.
Right.
Yeah, Miles, that's honestly, in your defense, that's an easy one to do. I still do that sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, my bad, you're on something else. All right, this one, everybody's guilty of. It's just busy. Like, the bartender just not ignoring you.
Right.
It's just that busy. Right. Yeah.
So I tell my friends that might be a little bit more impatient when it comes to restaurants and bars. It's like, look at the person that you're frustrated at trying to get the attention of. Are they standing still? Are they just sitting there?
Are their arms
shooting the breeze
folded
to people?
In the corner?
Right. No, they are working their...
Correct. There's
right.
And there's times, look, I'll defend bartenders. There's also bad bartenders. And I've definitely been to bars where the bartender's just at the other end, messing on their phone or chat with somebody. And you go, all right, that's just a bad bartender.
Why, back to the line again. That's why that helps sometimes.
Yeah, it really does.
You're a known bad tipper.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're known to be a bad tipper, you're a bad tipper.
That means all the bartenders.
Right.
Yeah, and listen, you could be the nicest person in the world, but if you're not elderly and you're just tipping bad, they know.
Mm-hmm.
And right, word does spread.
Yeah. They say this one's not super personal, but honestly, the drinks you're ordering are complicated.
Yeah, it just takes long, especially at a crowded bar.
Right. If it's blended, involves four or more ingredients, you're going to be at the end of the list, right? If I take four orders and then go back, and I'm going to start making stuff in my well... Sorry, mojito guy, girls, you're last.
Also, you know,
you can order it. It's just, right, it's going to take longer.
Go to a cocktail bar because you know it's going to take a little time and they're going to take their time and you know you're going to have to wait.
But then there's the flip side because, Ted, you were at the watering hole.
I was just about to say, don't shoot off your mouth about cocktails you didn't know they can make.
Because at this place, everyone in there, man, it's Jack and Coke beer. Right? I mean, it's just standard basic crap. So I guess you're joking about like actually making a cocktail, which you rarely see them do. They ended up making you one, right?
Yes. And I was in there one night with my buddy Joe, and we were joking about, what's the old green liqueur? We were talking about Midori and melon balls and this and that, yeah.
Did you end up with a Midori cocktail?
So they made you a drink with one.
Yes, of course. It's like a fun adventure.
Go for Angelico next time.
You've been demeaning toward the bartender or other patrons.
Well, yeah. Sure.
That's just in general.
Yes.
All right. But also, I don't think people, you got to listen to the second half of that. Because bartenders have ears. So if you're sitting there and you're talking, you know, you call it some girl in the back dressed like a slut, or you're saying something, like you're going to hear racist. Like, they're going to hear that too.
Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed at what they can hear, man.
Yeah.
Just, I've had, you know, bartenders telling me, do you know so-and-so? Like, yeah, man, they're a horrible person. I'm like, really? You think so? And I'm thinking they said something or did something to the bartender. Like, no, I'm just listening to their conversation with their friend, you know, for the 3 hours they were there. They're awful people. I'm like, okay, noted.
You've touched the bartender or anything behind the bar?
Yeah, don't. Come on. They'll let me grab napkins and toothpicks.
Yeah, I have once poured a beer behind a bar. And I, not kidding you, I was 18.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got thrown out. You're an influencer. They're just saying, like, look, the bartenders, if you want to take pictures of your cocktails, whatever, but, like, you don't need to turn around and be like, oh, but, I don't know.
Oh, right.
Like, I'm at Chili's.
Well, and then I also...
Ted is a poor influencer, but he's out there.
Great.
He's hustling.
And then I feel like they get involved sometimes. You know, hey, could you take a picture of me sitting at the bar?
That's the other part of it, too, right? Like, they're working.
No, I'm working.
Yeah. I don't see this one that often, but I used to run into this all the time on the East Coast. You ask for your drink extra strong.
Or ask the bartender to hook you up.
Just ask for a double.
Hook you up.
Right.
Correct. And basically, when you ask for your drink like that, that lets the bartender know you're probably not a good tipper. Here's the one where I said I'm definitely guilty of. You show up, you're already in the back.
Yeah, okay.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I have walked into a cocktail bar and the guy's like, nah, man. I was like, you're right.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Dead right.
Thank you for making the record.
You're talking too much. Bartenders like to talk to you, but they also got to work, so let them right. go. And then last on the list, this should be pretty simple. You're making your bartender feel uncomfortable. Female, this is going to happen to them a lot more, but also males, like girls, just because, like, don't hit on the bartender. Who knows? They might legitimate like you as a person, but they're also working.
Seriously, if the bartender likes you, you will find out.
Right.
Yeah.
Bartender's out there right now, like, shh, Ted. Come on. Damn it. Come on, man. You're ruining my game.
Well, you would have to put in a lot, big numbers of bars and restaurants.
Yes.
It does
yeah.
look. It does happen.
Sure.
Yeah. But you got to put a lot of work in.
I'd be easy bartender.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Speaking of, Shot of the Day's coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the Shot of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A poll looked at the best states for surviving an alien invasion.
Best states.
The best states for surviving an alien invasion.
Oh, they go to the states of least interest. New Hampshire.
Right.
I'm done.
Well, what qualifies as, like,
that's kind of why I'm not working on it.
All right. Yeah, it's, I feel like aliens generally abduct people from small states.
Yeah, or small towns and big states, right.
Like that famous one was West Virginia. West Virginia, right?
It sounds like West Virginia.
Fire in the sky?
Idaho, Montana.
There's actually yeah. an
It's
alien.
Never like Brooklyn.
Let's yeah. see. Sensitive thing.
Yeah, I know. And get kidnapped.
There's an alien survival index.
Insects.
Insects. Right. But anyway, the top 10. Number 10 is Georgia, then Alaska, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Florida, New York, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Alabama, and Virginia.
I get Alaska, Virginia, and Florida. Alaska, like, we're not looking for it. It's right. too wide. Florida and Virginia, like, yeah, we know your kind.
Take them.
We're not bringing you up here.
Take them.
You just stay where you're at. Take them. All good.
Thank you.
All good.
New research into a glaucoma drug suggests it may pave the way for a dementia cure.
Interesting.
Huh. Glaucoma.
Well, does it cure the glaucoma?
Right.
More importantly.
So basically, if you have dementia, just smoke weed. You'll be fine.
Right.
Turns out.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know.
That's well, not it's funny because it's like, what's that?
That's not actually what it is. But.
Oh.
Well, they say there's a lot of things you can tell about your body based on your eyes and your eye health.
Yes.
So different things in your eyes can indicate different problems you have, even if it's, you know, osteoporosis or something weird.
Really?
Yes.
I actually went to, or I didn't go to school. I worked at a restaurant where one of our chefs was going to school for that very thing. And we thought she was a lunatic at first. I can't remember what it's called. She's like, the eyes, man. I'm telling you, look in the eyes. I mean, this was early 90s.
Is that just straight optometry or?
No, it's not optometry. It's not. That's what Miles was saying. It's like there's some. Look, I don't know.
You can diagnose medical issues, pre-existing conditions by some of the features that could occur in your eyes.
That's insane.
It is. So they can predetermine you. You know, predisposed to maybe have this based on right. this mark you have on your eyeball. We need to test you for this and make sure that, you know.
And they get it right most of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's great. Sometimes you hear about, like, someone posts a picture on Instagram or something, right? Mom takes a picture of her kid with a flash.
Right.
And one of the people that follow them go, hey, man, take your kid to the doctor. Right. You don't know there's anything wrong with your kid. They're saying, wait, just the way the flash of the eyes, I get to see kind of the back. Your kid might have blank, blank, or blank. Yeah. Anyway, but the story that I'm thinking of now, this woman took her, it just made her paranoid.
Sure.
So she takes her kid to the doctor, and sure enough, he had whatever this person said your kid might have, but they caught it.
Good thing
early.
You got him in here. He was going to die next week if you didn't get him in here.
You didn't get here 5 minutes later.
Well, it's like the fan who was a doctor or a nurse at the Kraken
at the
game.
I thought the exact same thing.
And,
Miles.
You know, the athletic trainer or the equipment manager for, I can't remember who, a Canadian team.
Yeah.
Maybe Calgary.
She was
noticed
here, yeah.
something on the back of his neck and said, hey, and kept holding
get
up a sign.
Get that checked out.
I work with it. That I know what that is. That's cancer.
Right. And it straight up was. She
and
saved
he went.
His life.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic, Americans are spending an hour less time outside.
I spend more time outside if I can. Outside of work.
Well, you know, it's,
I mean,
it's
I get
more
why,
of a general
yeah.
thing there, Miles.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. You just wanted to get the F out of your house. Even if you weren't doing anything outside. It's just, I need to get out of an enclosed space.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that you don't have to anymore, now we're just
outside.
That was one thing that really did annoy me about it, is that when the lockdowns happened, like, your views on it are what they are, but I like when it was, don't go outside. All of a sudden, everybody had a marathon that they were training for.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. I'm in sourdough bread, and I'm training for a marathon.
Like, I know why you're doing it. Don't lie to me. I know why you're doing it.
Cobb and I did it all the time.
Sure.
We're both living on Capitol Hill. We would just meet up on Saturday and just start roaming.
There you go. Yeah. Just go and see what everything's all about.
Yeah, because the same thing. It was just like, I got to get out of here.
Yes, 100%. I get it. Yeah.
I wonder, too, if it's because people started gaming and working at home more.
That could be, too.
Right? Because during the pandemic, like, a lot of stuff just wasn't happening. So it wasn't like you were working from home. There just wasn't much work.
Right.
And then on top of that, there also wasn't anything to do beyond
Tiger King.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Beyond your own home.
Like, watch slippery stairs and bet on it.
Hell yeah. Watch your buddy play Call of Duty.
Right.
A new study found that a foreign accent may be your get out of jail free card for your poor grammar. Which kind of makes sense.
Which one was that, Ted?
I'm just going to be like, knowing this.
But I think that's what it is that if there's a clear foreign accent, we're going to forgive poor grammar just because you.
Wait a minute.
You can't be held to that standard.
Why do we have to do a study? I don't come down on anybody that has a foreign accent and be like, grammar sucks, dude.
You didn't nail it.
Right.
You're trying.
You never actually somebody with an accent?
Where is bathroom?
You mean where is the bathroom? Right. Dumbass. No, I'm not going to tell you.
El Baño.
Can they use bathroom? You mean may you use bathroom?
I mean, you can. Right.
Who's hating on people with foreign accents that don't have
people on social media?
But that got me thinking.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of the sexiest accents around the world. I've been told I sound like a native speaker in many languages. For example, Buongiorno, nailed it. Or Guten Morgen, hast du eine Gummi? It's like you're in Berlin. But my sexiest accent is in the ancient language of coitus. Hey there, kitten. Meow.
Dear God.
His language of coitus.
I don't even want to picture that.
No.
I don't need that vision.
Down here working hard.
These sexiest accents from around the world. All right, we're in the tree. What's the accent that you guys find sexy?
Is this by country or by region in the United States?
This does have countries.
I'll probably say as far as the British accent, as far as women.
Okay.
But are you talking the London British or like Cockney? Right?
I'm talking London British.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like posh.
Right. Because there's like Adele, who... beautiful singing voice, but then when she talks, you realize, like, okay, it's a little bit more cockney. It's like talking to the nanny. I don't know, ma'am. Australian, as much as chicks dig the Australian accent on dudes, me too.
All right.
But also on Australian women.
Fair call. Ted?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, probably Italian?
The Italian accent. All right. So some honorable mentions before we get to the top 10.
Climb into the bedroom.
The Argentinian accent shows up at 13.
All right. I mean, I was going to say,
yeah. South America does all right.
The Russian accent at number 12.
Really?
We have sex.
We make the sexy
I think
time.
It's more for the women than the dudes.
Now, that is my female Russian voice.
There's something about a strong Russian woman that I can get.
We make the sexy time, Michael.
New Zealand, number 11.
All right.
We make our own borscht.
We make the sex borscht.
She sounds tired.
She is. She's been working doubles for 7 days in a row.
She's over it.
What was the last country?
New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, the Kiwis.
Yeah.
I love them, man. That's a friendly bunch.
So these are the 10 sexiest accents. Number 10, South African.
Yeah, I met a chick from South Africa. I got my face beaten open because of that.
I think that's the harshest of the
Queen's
countries.
Trevor Noah, Charlize Theron, their accents.
You know what? I guess so. I'm just thinking about when I met this giant South African guy. Like,
That language seemed a little harsh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met one South African chick, and she kind of looked like Charlize Theron, short blonde hair or whatever. Complete smoke show, South African accent. And here's the thing. I don't know if her accent was sexy or not, because she was so hot.
Okay.
Like, she could have, it could have been anything. He could have been talking to me like this. And I'd been like, man, that's hot.
They go with the Brazilian Portuguese accent.
Yep.
Because it's associated with the vibrant culture of Brazil, including its famous music, dance, and carnival celebrations.
And big butts.
Yeah, and big butts.
Yes, right, we're tracking, brothers.
Miles, probably where you were going with an earlier question. At number eight, the American Southern accent.
Okay.
All right, that's my number one.
That was going to be number one.
Nothing quite as sweet as that Southern Belle accent.
You just spit on that thing.
I talk to
you. I know you got to spit right down.
I always say, I think it's super sexy on women, and I know those dudes aren't all dumb. But it doesn't sound as intelligent on a man.
Yep, I hear you. The sexiest accents from around the world, number seven. Let's go. Scottish accent.
Huh. What would be the difference between Scottish and English or...
Like the way they use their H's and R's are different. I follow an Englishman on Instagram, and he does all of them in a row. And you can, when he does them in a row, you can really tell.
You get like the Scots long guy on the commercials.
Yeah. Scots.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well, there's some letters. Like I always say, like Scottish people are the hardest English speakers I've ever tried to talk to.
Yeah, I think like Sean Connery is
thick.
He was he Scottish?
He was Scottish.
Yeah, okay. Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Scottish.
That's a good thick accent. You get a sweet little ass talking to you. It's great.
Sounds like you're drinking.
What if she sounds like Sean Connery? She's
still
a 10.
I'm still
She's
in.
Dead gorgeous, still but just in. Sounds like Sean Connery.
The Irish Kick accent at number six.
Butt. Oh, yeah.
I do like the Irish accent. It always sounds a little happier, too.
It does.
It does.
It's kind of a lilt with everything.
They're happy people.
Yeah, I knew an Irish chick once.
And they are very friendly.
Yeah.
I knew an Irish chick.
Well, if she invites you over for a meat and two veg, you know what that means?
Yeah. Hey, boy.
Was she like the girls you saw in Ireland? She looked like that?
She looked nothing like the women I saw in Ireland. And it just sounds to me... I'll leave it at that. She did not look like the women I saw in Ireland, but she was like off the boat Irish. Never met a razor that she wanted to meet, but...
I will say this. You've always said that, but my brother had a friend. He married an Irish woman that to this day might be one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in person.
Hey, man, when it goes right, it goes right. When it goes wrong, it went tragically off the rails wrong.
Number five, the Spanish accent.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's also one of those where it kind of makes things better because they said examples. Celebrities like Penelope Cruz.
Well, yes.
Sofia Vergara.
I think...
Look, their accent adds to it.
I was going to say, but, like, in my mind, if an accent is sexy, like, tell me an ugly celebrity with that accent.
Fair.
Can you close your eyes and still imagine that there's something? I mean, if you tell me Penelope Cruz, I don't care
what she sounds like.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's like Fran Drescher.
Hello,
like,
Thrill.
Yeah. I mean, Thrill, take off pants. Like, cool with your sexy-ass voice.
Number four. There you go. Australian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's just strong.
they go with, like, Hugh Jackman, Margot Robbie, Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. That works. That's a good accent.
Again, if you say Margot Robbie, I'm like, right.
Ted shows up at number three, the Italian accent.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no examples there.
Original Italian, not Jersey Italian.
It's only Jersey Italian to me. Ted, take off your pants.
Sophia Loren.
Yep. Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli. Hey, Ted, I heard that you like me. Let's go do this thing.
I like people to talk with their hands.
I'm going
to
do the hot tour thing.
Come on. Number two, the French accent.
I thought that'd be number one.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know if I find
the
it.
The language of love.
I don't find it unsexy, but even when I was in France, I'm like, eh.
I'm kind of with you.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I would not think like. It's a turn off for me. It's a turn off?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like the French, huh?
No.
All right. I like the French.
I don't like white.
No.
Jeez. Like white flags.
Oh. But wait till his wife finds out.
But then the number one.
Wait till me and Miles find out.
Sexiest accent from around the world. World.
The British accent.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep. There you
Nothing
go.
Wrong with that, man.
They go with like Emma Watson, Benedict Cumberbatch, Sir Ian McKellen.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That name is just
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Unreal.
Between him and Engelbert Humperdinck. Where I'm like, really, that's the name you want to be known by.
Come on, man.
Mr. Cumberbatch.
A city in New Zealand has gotten rid of a statue that many came to love, and it's unlike anything that you've seen before.
Did you see it?
Oh, my God. Of course I did. And I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 to meet Thomas Kinnick, contestant live for Profile This. I love that thing.
It's great.
At 206-803-ROCK. All right, I'll be made to drink in time.